But round.
Hi there. I am 54 Charlie 9, robot brain in the translator phone, and in accordance with the Royal Public.
Wasn't easy. First, I must apologize for the number of
whatever it takes to make sure that your car doesn't end up as a crumpled heap on the side of the road. The rest of your mind is considering things that really have nothing to do with driving at all. Perhaps you have music playing. Perhaps not. You become aware of brake lights ahead, and the part of your mind involved in matters of the road tells your foot to apply pressure to the brake. At this point, perhaps a single cell, or a small cluster of cells, is curious about why the brake lights are silently searing the freeway. You slow down. And then more of your brain involves itself with the situation because the brake was not momentary. The cars continue to slow until you're going about 5 miles an hour on a four-lane freeway. If you have any sort of time limit on your journey, a new section of your brain sparks up irritation, and a glance at the clock in the stereo LCD becomes appropriate. As you note the motion of the cars ahead, it's apparent that there is a bottleneck, and that drivers are slowly pointing their cars to the left around some obstruction. With this major inconvenience, the majority is switched to thoughts of your present situation. What's going on? Construction? Now? What are these fools thinking? Why can't they do this at 3 a.m. when nobody's around? Then you become aware of the unmoving cars that are the obstruction. You realize that they are not facing appropriate directions, that their paneling is not shining with appropriate smoothness. The events of the day get the door slammed in their faces, as all thought becomes centered on these cars, sitting like small dinosaurs grazing on the asphalt. When it becomes your turn to slip around them, you get a better view, and you can see what really happened. There was an accident, a very bad accident, and you can see officials clustered around, and something on the ground, covered in a white sheet. Somebody died. Your heart is racing. Your mind is suddenly as clear as a bell. Adrenaline courses through your body as you contemplate the full impact of a real death, a real body, right in front of your face. Though slightly nauseous, you are also exhilarated, filled with an alien energy. The vast glass tinker toy construction of society has had a rock thrown through it, and there's nothing anyone can do. Forces bigger than us have shown that no matter how many bolts of intricately woven cloth we pad it with. It's still there. It blasts our reality that our structure is so fragile, impenetrable. It blasts our reality that our structure is so fragile, impenetrably strong to the common man, but pathetically fragile to those forces that are actually always in control. Subterranean, all-consuming, total power. Realization of this power thrills us in unacceptable ways. Thrills us in an inverted ecstasy that we dare not reveal.
How about take two?
And broke his no speech! Fuck you, he said. Fuck you.
In the words of the sinners, he shared with us some of the devil's speech. You know, if we can't keep the devils out of our schools in the form of drugs and pornography, how are we supposed to keep it out of the home? School is a breeding ground for what happens in the home. We have to keep it out of the schools with machine guns and twin turret-mounted flechette guns at the front of every principal's office. We need to whoop these kids into open a whole can of whoop-ass for these kids. Just set them up there and teach them the values of God before it's too late.
Say it, brother!
All right. Enough of that.
Damn impressive.
Swing low.
Right, Christ has been,
Comfort carry me.
Oh, dude, were you recording that?
A little bit.
Swing.
Twin turret mounted flechette guns.
Sweet.
Flechette guns shoot chariot barbs. It's sort of like a shotgun
shooting
fish hooks or something.
Okay. Nice.
Are we going to do another one of these?
Of what?
Do you think?
This?
Yeah, one more. I was happy with the first one, but...
If you're happy with the first one and you think you can make something out of it...
But the changes are appropriate, right?
Glory be to God.
Snot me up.
Quick snot me up in the name of Jesus.
Let's switch microphones. I wasn't really pleased with the sound.
Talk to you today about the fashions of Golgotha and the fact that Jesus wore only loincloths. You know, I like to dress my children up in loincloths and look at them from across the room. I like to fantasize that they're Jesus, and I like to put them on soft wooden crosses. I like to touch them where their bikini normally comes. Now, don't you tell anybody outside the congregation. But boy, do I get a kicking. My sons are dressed up like Christ. Oh, no, we didn't tape the,
Never name your son.
God was nuzzling my crotch when I woke up and I was five.
It's not there.
Oh, I think.
that was painful.
Damn.
Oh, they're still running.
I don't know when to stop. Make sure this is as tight as possible. I'm listening to it in there, in
Studio
B.
Really?
We're doing this again.
That's good.
Yeah. I think we should do it once more, just so we have two to work with.
Oh.
totally does it.
Excuse me, I'm gonna get a drink of water.
Really?
A little bit of hata.
Oh, well, who do you?
I'll do some preamble to my microphone. To share something with the folks here tonight.
I just can't vocalize it. That's gonna be what I'm working on over the next 6 months.
What?
I've got to vocalize. I've got to be able to translate energy into vocals. Because all of my ramblings just come out bad on tape.
Oh, really?
Yeah, very bad.
You heard me reading that story. That was just
You've had a drink already?
Yeah. All I needed was a quick swill me up.
Swill me up, folks.
See that don't long us get me down.
All right.
Then you're driving on the freeway, ghosting.
If you had
headphones?
Yeah.
Would it?
No.
Maybe, yeah, sure. I'll try anything once. Coasting in fifth gear, not really thinking about driving. And smoking a joint. And as I was rolling the joint, it was a really lame joint for one thing. It was like all bent and twisted up, but it had personality, right? I was convinced that this thing had this mind of its own. It's like it even got a name. We rolled it in American flag rolling papers. So it was Peppy, okay? We named it Peppy. And it was our patriotic joint, okay? This trip had a very much red, white, and blue motif running throughout. Anyway, Peppy was our friend for this trip. And we smoked it, finally.
Him.
Well, whatever Peppy is.
Would have wanted it that way.
And all of a sudden, it's like, you know, oh, it's too bad. Peppy's gone, you know? Peppy's dust. Peppy was a good joint. And all of a sudden, it's like,
I'm not gone. I'm right here, you guys.
Oh, no.
I'm in your head.
Oh, no!
I'm in your head.
Did people start screaming?
I don't know. It was more a personal thing than anything else.
That's a peach.
KCSB, can I help you? I don't know how much more of this I can take.
I've got plenty of tape.
We only have like an hour and a half left, so hurry up. Of tape, I mean.
Right.
What's his fucking problem?
Hello? Hello?
Scotty DeBridge.
Why is he doing what? Yes? Because it's damn funny.
Well, tell him to shut the fuck up. Everything's under control.
Well, Brian tells you to shut the fuck up. Everything's perfectly under control, and we're about to resume normal.
Okay, go. Go ahead.
Shut up, Dave. and you're driving on the freeway.
Your presence of them.
Everything I say, it's like a bee landing on the...
Come in, I'm blow-drying my hair.
Total waste of tape.
It's running. We're being taped.
Should I be doing this?
For no viable reason. Okay.
No.
Wouldn't do anything anyway.
Here. There, it's fine. Okay, good. Everyone's shutting up now.
He says, Dave, like,
Okay, I'm gonna want you to read something else again. Where's the fucking pen?
Fucking pen, fucking pen. Pardon
all
me, I've been
what?
Sorry.
Slam in their faces as all thought becomes centered on the cars.
Only you've done that burp and the sorry in the middle of that. Someone has died.
Sorry.
Fun in concept, but...
We only have an hour and a half of tape left.
I'm getting really impressed with this show.
Really?
Yeah. I'm really going to have to work on the collage tonight. Because this is really shaky.
Oh, do we have access to a laugh track?
Yes.
Yeah. All thought becomes centered on the cars. The cars sitting there as inappropriately as small dinosaurs grazing on the asphalt. I think that we need something like as inappropriate. That's why I brought the simile in the first place.
What?
To show that it's totally bizarre. It's totally inappropriate and weird that these cars are sitting there in the middle of the freeway. Or is that necessary?
If that's what you're trying to get across, something doesn't need to be put there. It just seems like, okay, there's something bizarre.
Okay, just read. Okay, just read this again. And we're still on, so you can... The part marked in the bracket. And we'll splice it.
The events of the day get the door slammed in their faces as all thought becomes...
Let's release a record of this. Yeah.
No.
Come on in, go through.
one long knife, filthy quaff.
Ah. That's a toughie.
I like that song.
Go ahead and call it. Okay, do it. Just that one sentence is all.
The events of the day get the door slammed in their faces as all thought becomes... All thought becomes centered on the cars.
Come on, do it.
Okay.
Like snossages.
I have that commercial on cassette tape.
You have snossages.
Snossages. But what will we call them? Snossages.
Snossages.
Doggy snacks? Snossages. Little tiny things for doggy? Snossages.
Snossages. Snossages.
Hang on to your doggy. It's a friend for your life. Well, it's Liff anyway. Try and focus at least one of your eyes on something.
One eye was seeing square and one eye was... I was seeing square out of one eye and round out of the other.
Hello? Aw, oh, thanks! Keep listening. Tell your friends about our show.
I'm opening up this page for starters.
Only in the room.
I'm just gonna share a little bit with everybody. I'm just gonna
but
share.
I know the tape is rolling.
You wanna go set levels, somebody?
Of course.
Do you know how?
I don't know what to say.
Oh, that's a good fear to get over, isn't it?
Where are you gonna start?
The seals. Okay, cool. Now we can do whatever we want. That's satisfying. Lucky. A whole chapter of Revelation on tape. Have you heard this stuff? I just took that right from the LA Times. And then they had to amputate his leg to get him free anyway. Even if they cut through his mother with a chainsaw to get him, he was still pinned.
Oh, wait, the door on the other side is open after all.
I think he's going to need a little bit of counseling. That's what we're getting off on here. That's the, at least I am. That's why we're doing a show, for shit like that.
Shit.
And for all the color draining out of people's faces.
Well.
Personal tragedy. Oh, gee, maybe somebody I knew maybe got hurt. Fucking mother being.
Maybe somebody I know got hurt. That would even be better. It would be a better show if everyone I know died. We need like different voices reading this stuff. Two women died in my arms. No, not that.
Two women died in my arms. There was a man who died with all of us watching. There was nothing we could do. He was.
Here, let me read some.
He was stuck under the concrete. You steaming cock. Okay,
just read. This came out of LA Times.
Yeah, LA Times shit right there.
You've done the Bible.
Which one? Where have we?
Oh, we haven't done Don't Play With Your Food, Billy. It's rude.
Where's the cutting through the woman? Okay, we got this one?
Just read any you want. I mean, we could have several voices reading it or whatever. Just read anything you want.
He was stuck under the concrete.
It's coming out over the speakers in Studio A.
Is it in Q?
Is that okay.
In the control room?
Come to the country, I gotta learn to speak the fucking language.
Two women died in my arms.
Two women died in my arms.
A completely minimal show where it's only us in this room, no records playing, just people. Too self-indulgent, I suppose.
Ah, but self-indulgence is its merits, my friend.
Yeah. At least we really mean it. Originally what I was going to try to push for tomorrow was a show Alex and I had called Alone and Pointless, which was self-indulgent to the extreme, and we couldn't get enough humor in it, and so it was just going to be really badly self-indulgent.
A couple tomato splats, a pie in the face or two.
Well, the whole concept is based on IV hatred and UCSB hatred.
Oh, that kind.
Because especially the last couple of weeks, I've just been going through lots and lots of IV hatred. I'll never be 6 months. So. But I don't mean it as much anymore, and so I couldn't. It's okay to be self-indulgent as long as you're just burning, raging with total, vivid, vivisectional hatred of what you're talking about. And I just don't have it anymore. So Alone and Pointless would have just been self-indulgent. So, and then this earthquake thing happened, thank God. Well, now we're doing this.
Earthquake thing.
Thank God.
What am I talking about this for? There are people dying in San Francisco.
Yeah. The problem is that you people aren't close enough to these microphones. These microphones are meant to be spoken into at a distance of about.
And you keep saying fucking all the time.
You're too close and you say fucking.
Here.
And how come I was told to move the hell away from the microphone the other day?
There's a fucking microphone. Talking to it, goddammit.
Fuck.
You could probably do this better than I could, actually. We'll have it with we both do. Like, all good, and then here we are.
What has anything to do with that? That's cutting people apart with chainsaws.
I don't know.
What are we talking about this for anyway? There are people dying in San Francisco.
Yeah, I'll have to get up there and
industrial humor and laugh hardest. Don't play with your food, Billy. It's rude. Anyways, I was saying, she had this great new car, one of these really sporty numbers, and she actually asked me if I... Billy, stop it. We're in a restaurant. For heaven's sake, just act civil. So she asked me if I wanted to take a little ride around the block. Can you believe it? So, of course, I jump at the opportunity and hop right... Billy! Where are your manners? People might be watching. Now just sit still. So she starts up the engine and she says to me, Gary, you know how special you are to me. I'd like to see you more often, even if it is just for a cup of coffee once in a while, or now that I've got this classic auto, we should go for a drive every now and then. Of course, I'm having a little trouble reacting to all this, as she is the most wonderful woman on the planet. Yeah, she really said... What's happened? Billy, you stay right here. Oh, my... The building! It's an earthquake! Sorry. Yeah, it doesn't work at all.
It's very good. The text is very good. It just needs to be gone over many, many times. Oh, boy. I'm not sure if I'm even ready for this.
You probably...
Give it a try. Fucking about.
Real two.
See you, bro, to get at booty acting?
Very nice ending. I have to touch myself. Totally acceptable. I don't know how it came out.
I don't know.
Of course it peaked.
Well,
yeah. And your scream was better than mine just because it was so overboard that it struck home the message of doing it in the first place.
That's why I like the piece, because it goes from little boy, mind your manners, to... Yeah. Exactly. Right. That's why I screamed that ridiculously.
Good. I'm very happy. Thank you. Okay. Excellent.
Scream.
I have nothing else to say.
Yeah. Well, I better get home.
I'm going to hit Studio B. I'm turning it off.
Yeah.
At the Nimitz Freeway, paramedics hastily dispatched the wounded to hospitals and the dead to temporary morgue at the Ralph Bunch High School. And amid the bravery of the volunteers came a more sinister desire. Some people apparently climbed into the freeway wreckage and stole the wallets of the dead. Among the dead were a man and woman on the second floor of a collapsed four-story, 30-unit apartment complex on the corner of Cervantes and Fillmore, also in the Marina District. They were heard alive about 7 p.m. Tuesday, buried in debris and pleading for help. All that could be seen of them were their hands sticking out of the rubble. They were screaming that they were suffocating. Firefighters tried to free them... Among the dead were a man and woman on the second floor of a collapsed four-story, 30-unit apartment complex at the corner of Cervantes and Fillmore, also in the Marina District. They were heard alive about 7 p.m. Tuesday, buried in debris and pleading for help. All that could be seen of them were their hands sticking out of the rubble. They were screaming that they were suffocating. Firefighters tried to feed them oxygen. Julio, 6, was pinned in a car, the weight of his mother's dead body upon him. After a quick look around, the paramedics knew what had to be done. Using a chainsaw, they cut through the woman to reach her trembling son.